The other huge news this morning is the fact that Craig Williams has retained the ride on Mr. Brightside. Ben Hayes joins me now. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you, Michael?
I'm very well. Now, is it a bit like a secret ballot, or can you give us what the party room voting order was in regards to yay or nay?
Oh, look, it was, as everyone knows, it was a couple people in the ownership group had strong opinions, so we went to a vote and Craig won easily. Which is good, and we're very happy about it, and I think it's the right decision. I don't think he did anything wrong with what he did. Obviously, on the day, everyone's frustrated, but when you wake up the next morning and had 24 hours to think about it, and you see the way he pulled up, he definitely didn't do anything wrong by the horse.
Have you spoken to Craig this morning? And he's a very diplomatic person, Craig. He's been through a lot in recent times in racing. How has he handled the past 24 hours?
Well, Craig's a professional, and he's been very good through the whole process. Obviously, wasn't great the way, social media all had their say, and he's done well, and Craig's delighted. He's staying on the horse. He loves it. He wants to get the best result, as so does everyone. So he's happy as Larry. No, he's very happy to retain the ride. And I have to stress, and everyone's happy to have him on.
Were you disappointed that it became so public?
A little bit, but not much we can do about that.
All right. So Craig Williams on board, Mr. Brightside. How did he come through the run? It was a brutally run race.
Fantastic. So he's pulled up really well. It's the thing about Mr. Brightside. People think he's had hard runs, but the way he's pulling up, he's licking the bin. He trot up lovely and sound the next morning, and he's come through that run really well. So it was a beautiful run to head towards the Australian Cup, and he'll be very hard, he'll be right in that race and very hard to beat.
I've
seen him almost win at the Cox Plate, so we know he can run 2,000 and he's ready to go.
There's been a lot of debate. Racing needs great rivalries, and it seems like we're getting a bit of trash talk and a bit of this racing rivalry. Are you embracing that with Mr. Brightside now v Pride of Jenny?
Yeah, I think it's great for racing. We have a good relationship with Tony Otterbrey, so we have a lot of fun, a lot of banter, which is good. It's healthy, and I think the public can all have their say, and, you don't know until they've both finished their career. At the moment, Pride of Jetty's winning, and she deserves it. It was an enormous run on Saturday, and it was a shame that the barrier dictated how far back we got. Who knows, if we settled closer, it would have been a great race. But no one can know who would have won, and she was the winner. So hopefully next time we can be close enough. Her racing style is she takes luck out of the equation. So, it's got to be a really good rivalry going forward, and she's showing she's absolute top class.
You've won two Doncasters, an All-Star Mile. Who is the best miler in Australia?
You're asking the trainer, Mr. Brightside. Well, we obviously think Mr. Brightside.
Okay.
His record at a mile is incredible. Not many horses can win two Doncasters, and he's a top horse. You just read his record. When he gets beaten, he runs second. And then he comes out and wins. He's consistent. He runs on heavy tracks, dry tracks. His last 12 starts, he's finished in the top two. And he's always put up his run. So I think through consistency, yes, he's been beaten by Fangirl, who arguably is up there as well. The horses that have beaten him are top-class horses. And he's all bar Romantic Warrior, he's come out and beaten them before.
So have you got a message to Tony and the Jenny crew?
No, I don't.
Come on.
There's none. Not at all. Everyone's allowed their opinions, and that's why racing's good.
Well, Ben, appreciate you coming on this morning to give us a bit of clarity around the situation. I think most people are in total agreement that Craig Williams, it's good to see him retain the ride of Mr. Brightside in the Australian Cup, which is shaping up to be the clash of the carnival now, with all three home in the All-Star Mile returning for another bout in the Australian Cup. Appreciate your time, Ben.
Thank you. definitely. We're looking forward to it and looking forward to future clashes. It'll be great.
Ben Hayes joining us there. So there you go. You heard it from the trainer. A couple of the owners not happy. Democratic way to put things to bed is to put it to a vote. I think if they had their time again, though, it would have been done in-house because it became a bit of a circus yesterday. But you know what else is good? Is racing talk and fodder, because it put it in the headlines whether you agreed or disagreed. It certainly was a great talking point. I think everyone, well, I personally think that the right decision was made, and judging by social media feedback and those who know better, the Group 1 jockeys, I think the right decision has been made.